And 25 minutes into my weekend, but before we do that, I'd actually like to introduce some people from the Cork Bay Theatre and, of course, a show entitled Hashtag Noise at the Cork Bay Theatre, a multimedia show which is being performed there at the moment. I think it is the last weekend, this weekend, for that. And to tell us more about the Cork Bay Theatre, Vanessa is here. Vanessa, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hello, Zane. How are you doing?
And tell us very quickly, what is happening at the Cork Bay Theatre? What have we got planned for the next week or two?
Okay, well, Noise is going on into next week. We've extended a little bit. So we're doing next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, as well as this weekend. And then, obviously, we've got all sorts of fun happening for the rest of the month. We've got what I call the one-night stands. So it's outside producers bringing in different shows, which is all on our website. And then December starts our season show, Sizzle. And hopefully, if we get it right, we can do a bit more of Noise in November. But we need to replace a cast member. So it's a bit dicey at this moment. We don't know if it's going to happen. So watch the website.
December's always a big month for theatres, whether it is the Baxter Theatre, the Artscape Theatre, the Cork Bay Theatre. It's always a big month for the theatres, and you sort of gear up for that. What is the highlight for December? And do you do a pre-Christmas thing and with the Christmas theme? And do you do, for instance, something for New Year's Eve?
Yes. It is very adult-based, though. We do a Cirque Burlesque type of little comedy, singing, dancing, variety show. And we've been doing this for the past couple of years. It's incredibly popular, but it is very adult. It's tasteful and it's beautiful. So it's not tacky, smutty. But yeah, we tend to err on the side of doing quite adult stuff. So it's not a children's Christmas vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no under 18s very strictly. But it's fun, and so far we've had wonderful rave reviews about those shows. So this year it's Sizzle.
So this year it's Sizzle up for Christmas. So it's on the Cork Bay Theatre's website, corkbaytheatre.co.za. Coming to the show entitled Noise itself, somebody I met when he was 8 years old, and strumming a guitar, singing on the stage at Monte Vista, at the Monte Vista Carnival at the time. Did you actually win that night, or did Ryan O'Connor's brother win?
No, I didn't win that night. I came third, I think. Yeah.
is a gentleman called Shay Jean Jupp, and I have had the pleasure of listening to him and following his career for many, many years. You are part of the cast. Tell us a little bit about Noise itself.
Well, Noise is kind of an amalgamation of talent. It's not just one show. I wouldn't even use a variety show to describe it. It's tap, it's guitar, it's singing. It's just, you know, this big conglomeration of everything. And the cast together have kind of, over the years built up this talent to be displayed on the stage. So
you've got 8 guys on stage.
Yes. Yeah. So 8 guys on stage, each with their own unique talent that they're performing.
And you just basically have cleared the stage of all the curtains and all the props and everything, and you just break down the house.
Yes, exactly. There's a big board at the back, and we've managed to sneak in a projection dance or two. But yeah, it's a phenomenal show.
Chatting about Noise, which is on at the moment at the Cork Bay Theatre, what role do you play in this particular production?
I'm usually just the singer, not quite the dancer like Shay Jean, but as Vanessa's made my track, I guess I'm the sexual object in the show. Yeah, try to be as sexy as possible. That's sort of what I try and do.
The eye candy,
yeah.
Oh, okay. you've had a bit of a run, and you've got a bit of an extended run with hopefully coming back. What has the audience been like? Has it been great? Because we've had COVID, and you know, with that you've had to sort of say no, or have had half a theater maybe.
Yeah.
You know, but we're out of that now. So you've got a full packed audience. I mean, the first night were 90 people in the audience, and completely brought the house down. So what is that like feeling? You know, performing in front of a live theater.
Oh, who's going to answer that? Well, for me, it was wild because I get to watch it, and it's incredible to see that the house is pumping. There's an energy in there, and I think people were so desperate to get back to major entertainment. We'd been starved for so long. So watching these 8 guys on stage doing all their individual skills and people just sort of sucking it up. It was gorgeous. It was really great. And the audiences from that point have been incredible. We haven't had a half house. We haven't had a three-quarter house. It's been pretty packed every single night. So I can tell people are enjoying the show. We've had nice reviews as well from it. So, yeah, all good. And it's been lekker for the theatre to be pumping again.
Yeah, I think people have been very excited to be out again in the public and being in sort of watching entertainment. Also now we've finally become free of Eskom and be able to run during load shedding. So we are completely independent right now.
Yeah, we used to have
nothing's going to stop us anymore.
Nothing's going to stop us. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That's absolutely great. Liam McDermott is with us, as well as Shay-Jean Jupp, and then Vanessa from the Cork Bay Theatre with us this morning. Did you guys intentionally actually go out and say, we want this to be eight guys on stage?
Well, I think Vanessa is the one to answer this question, because she's also the director of Noise.
Look, Zane, I think, you know, when it comes to theatre, we don't do what traditional theatres do. And I decided, I know what works on stage. That's boys. Because women buy the tickets, let's be honest. And I know that they are desperate to watch some amazing men, not just beautiful men, but men with skills. And so, yes, it was very intentional to go, I want eight men on that stage. And they're phenomenal. And they cover so many different aspects of being a man. You need to see the show to understand what I'm saying. But from the rock star guitarist to the flamboyant tap star to, you know, there's just such diversity on that stage. It's not just Oaks. It's a wonderful spread. So, yes, Eight Men was very intentional.
Mm. Just to give you a bit of an insight into the show and what the show is all about, here's a track from the show. And we've got the track from the show, and the guys are going to do the singing actually live in studio with us, Johannes.
Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I don't want to, not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all I ever needed you to show. Then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I'd already know. What would you do if my heart was torn in two? More than words to show you feel that your love for me is real. What would you say if I took those words away? Then you couldn't make things new just by saying I love you. La di da, la di da, da da da. More than words. La di da, la di da.
There we go. More than words, and done by Liam McDermott and Shay-Jean Jupp from the crew from Noise. Why call it Noise? Noise around?
Those boys are noisy. It's not only on stage, it's off stage too. I guess it's like what Ashley says on stage. It's my husband who's on the stage. He starts the show and he talks about noise. Are you ready to make some noise? And then he says, you know, noise has an assumption that it's going to be loud. Well, it's not necessarily loud. And sometimes the softer noises are more impactful. And so we go on a journey of what is noise and sound, and how is it created, and how does it affect you? You know, because different noises will affect you emotionally, you know. So something beautiful might make you feel sad and soppy, but then something up-tempo might make you feel wildly excited. So, yeah, that's why noise.
Thank you so much. Details for the show available for you on corkbaytheatre.co.za. You have a surprise.
Yes, I do. So, Zane, for today, because you have invited us here, I have decided to offer your listeners a little discounted option on our website. So if you book for the next, well, the final five shows of Noise, if you book and you put in the promotional code Cape Talk, one word, all and, you know, small letters, Cape Talk, you will get 80 rand off your ticket.
Oh, that's so nice. All right, there we go. Yes.
Hit it.
That's a bit of a nice surprise. So if you're booking on corkbaytheatre.co.za and you use the promotion code Cape Talk, you'll be getting 80 rand off your ticket. Well, that's at least two cups of coffee.
Exactly.
And it's Shayjean, it was absolutely brilliant to see you again.
You too.
Regards to mom at home. And a nice meeting you, Liam McDermott,
nice
from the show called Noise, and it's on at the Cork Bay Theatre.